Summer is coming. After the soups and stews of winter, perhaps you'd like some lighter fare. Have no fear. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has a suggestion, and she's here with some options. Kathy, good to see you as always.
Hi, Robin.
And in some parts of the country, they have been doing this for months. We are so jealous because of the different weather. But it's not just here and on other parts that we feel like lighter fare. The lighter fare is available. We've got more fruits and vegetables.
Exactly. It's garden season. I mean, here in New England, after the most brutal winter I can remember in a long, long time, seeing tender young greens come up in my garden, I'm like a little kid in a candy store. I am just so excited. The mint patch is rolling. It's all there. Color.
Well, and you have a beautiful, colorful salad here. But we're talking meals. I can do salad. A big guy I know cannot.
Yeah, because most guys particularly, but many women also tend to think of a salad as the side dish or the first course. What I would like to propose is that you think about salads not in that kind of cliche salad bar way where you see these people overloading their plates and it's like, oh, there's bacon, let's put that
in
on.
In macaroni.
Oh, yeah,
what?
Pineapple, great. No.
A steak.
Exactly. The idea with these salads is that we use the best of what the season has to offer. We try to do a few things ahead of time, and you have salads that are so satisfying that people aren't going to be sitting there going, okay, but what's dinner?
Next? Well, talk about the process here. Building flavor. What does that mean?
Okay, for example, let's go with the most basic. Let's talk about iceberg lettuce or romaine, okay? You clean it, you spin it dry, you throw some in a salad bar. You have an element there that's got crunch, it's got water, it's good. People poo-poo that, but it's great. But it's like listening to music with one note. Mm-hmm. You want to add other flavor and other dimension. So you want to throw in a bunch of different greens. You want to throw in something bitter, maybe frisée or dandelion greens.
Uh-oh, what's frisée?
Frisée is a French green. It's now becoming way more readily available. It's got these wonderful crinkled leaves, and it's got the kind of bitterness that's pleasing. You might not want an entire plate of it, but when you mix that with something crunchy and watery like romaine, it's an arugula. Arugula.
Yeah.
That's everywhere. You can throw that in. So now we're building some flavors. We have slightly bitter, a little bit bitter. We have crunchy. We have a very moist green, maybe a bib lettuce, which is very buttery and tender. So I'm talking about experimenting with different greens that you'll see in farmers markets. And you always think, well, what's a black-seeded Simpson? Well, ask the farmer. It's a crinkly, light green lettuce that adds a juicy crunch to salads. Or there's something called mosh, which is also called lamb's lettuce that's been very popular throughout Europe and you're just starting to see here. That has a sweet nuttiness to it. So building flavor means mixing greens.
But you still, at this point, have greens.
So. Yes, you have greens. Yeah. But I want to mention one more green before we get to what you might call the substance. Fresh mint leaves, throw a few of those in. Shred some fresh basil. So all of a sudden you'll be eating these greens and you'll get this pow of flavor of like, what was that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fresh mint. But you know what? You don't need it to be greens. You can use grains, couscous, farro, a wonderful whole grain that is also very nutty. Let's say orzo, a pasta. So you boil up some orzo and you add some black olives pitted and some cherry tomatoes and some fresh basils. And maybe you throw in almonds. Maybe you throw in last night's chicken, shredded up. Suddenly you've got a meal. Maybe the orzo was left over also. You can really experiment with whatever you've got. What I brought for you here is a Middle Eastern flavored chopped salad. Now, the reason it's called chopped is pretty obvious. Everything is just chopped up into similar sized pieces.
Oh, there is no lettuce in here.
There's no lettuce in here. So we have three types of sweet peppers. We have an orange pepper, a yellow pepper, a red pepper and a green pepper. We have fresh fennel. We have fresh cucumbers and tomatoes and feta cheese. And the dressing has lots and lots of lemon juice and a spice called zatar, which is a Middle Eastern combination of sumac and thyme. Very fresh, but this is incredibly satisfying with the feta cheese there. And then what you also have with it is I made homemade crackers using pita bread. You just slice it in half. You brush it with a little olive oil and again this spice zatar. And you broil it, and you get these homemade chips, and suddenly a bunch of vegetables is starting to look like a meal.
Keep going. I'm just eating here. I'm sitting here.
Let's move along.
Well, yeah. I just want to mention one thing. You have the feta here, but I love the fact that you can get so many cheeses crumbled now. Goat cheese, blue cheese.
It's true. I mean, that's just another step, but it's much less expensive if you buy it in a block and chop it yourself, and it's an extra minute. So all that are these fabulous colors. This is an extremely colorful salad. But you've got crunchy and juicy and the tomato and the salty with the feta. Could you add some leftover steak if you were not a vegetarian? Absolutely.
Or tuna. Dump a can
exactly.
of tuna there.
Or a piece of grilled salmon on top of that. So here we've got textures, color, flavor, and it's starting to become a whole meal.
It is amazing.
Can I tell you what else makes that salad so good?
What?
The lemon. A lot of people are scared of making their own salad dressing, which to me is like being scared of walking. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. That salad dressing, you ready? This is what I did. I took mustard, some salt, and some pepper. I shredded some fresh basil, and then I grated a lemon. So that's the lemon zest, not the white bitter pith, but just about a teaspoon of the zest.
Oh, the yellow.
Yep, the yellow. Good. You can do it with lime, with the green. Mm-hmm. You can do it with tangerine, it'd be an orange. Anyway, and then I squeeze two whole lemons in there and good olive oil. And that's it.
That's it?
And I have a whole jar of it in my refrigerator, which is going to last about 2 weeks if I don't eat it all by then. You can add a little bit of yogurt. It will become creamy. You could add a little bit of heavy cream. It will become even creamier. You can add other fresh herbs. You could throw it into the blender with fresh chives and parsley, and it would be like a green goddess. This is all
there
is.
Sort of like you. Except for the green part.
Just the goddess. Let's focus on the goddess.
That is so simple.
So simple. So you know what? If you're really stretched for time, go for it. Buy the bottle. But take a look at the label. You're not going to like some of the things that are in there. Make your own dressing. Keep it in a mason jar, tightly sealed glass jar. It'll keep for several weeks. And you can keep changing that dressing. Add miso. Add a little soy sauce. Add a little fresh ginger. The salad takes you a whole other way.
Just fantastic. And again, we will have all of this at hereandnow.org. I can see cars driving off the road all over the country. I've got to write this down. We'll have it at hereandnow.org.
And pictures.
And I know you have another salad option for us.
I do. This is a more traditional French salad. It's a bistro-style salad with a lot of bitter greens. We talked about the frisée and arugula. And then what you do is you poach an egg. So you've got your protein. It takes 3 minutes. You crack an egg into simmering water. That's it. You take a slotted spoon, you take it out, you put it while it's hot in the middle of your salad. If you eat meat, you could have chopped pancetta or bacon around it. You could do some sautéed leeks or ramps. We've talked about that before, the wild leeks. And you've got this gorgeous main course salad with bitter, crunchy, delicious greens, a poached egg, maybe the bacon, maybe not. Maybe you do some little sautéed tomatoes around it. That's a whole other direction. Using eggs, using grains, using leftovers. One of the things I think that makes it easier for people is to do things like make the salad dressing, make enough for the week. If you're going to use carrots in a salad, grate 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
They'll keep for several days. And then you're not starting from scratch every single time. It's really a time to get creative, spend a lot of time outside, and using the best that the season has to offer.
Fantastic. Summer main course salads from Here and Now, resident chef Kathy Gunst. Again, all the recipes, a guide to salad greens, and a salad slideshow.
Yes, something new.
So exciting.
If fun never stops.
Exactly. At hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm hungry. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.